This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, does have a warning for a lot of these students that have been in the encampments and or trashed the place or fought with police. He actually says if you're burning down something or taking a flag down or fighting with police, I'm sorry, you're trashing your personal brand. He said, most corporations, he hires a firm to check into the background of potential hires. Yeah, that's right. They're not just going to do some kind of, they're not just going to check out your Instagram. they may go deeper than that, my friends. Welcome to the Friday edition of the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this wonderful Friday morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can also check us out over KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. You can find us on the podcast there. You can check out the live streams, which are changing. I'll have more about that here in just a little bit. And you can just find out more about the program. You can find out where you can download the podcast. We're on all kinds of different podcast services, and we're really happy about that. So that's right. If you decided to burn stuff down or trash the American flag or trash the place, they will find out if you try to go out there and get a job. Now, some of these young people may simply say, well, I don't care. I'm doing this. I'm doing this for Palestine. I have a righteous thing that's going on. But there is a company, and I'll tell you about it here in just a little bit, that does say they will be happy to hire protesters. But before we get to that, we're going to head over to the telephone lines. We've got John in Sarasota this morning giving us a telephone call. Good morning, John. Great to talk to you again. All right, John in Sarasota, good morning. All right, we'll come right back to John here in just a second. It sounds like he's got his radio turned up, so that's what we're hearing, that coming through on a delay right there. We'll try one more time. Good morning, John. John in Sarasota.
Hello?
Hello, John. Good morning. I think we got you now. All right. Tell you what, try to call us back then, John. It may not be a great connection for you on that end, but we definitely hear you. I'm going to tell you who is going to actually hire people who have been involved in this, in these protests. All right, I think we got John right back with us here right now. Okay, that's fun. It's a lot of fun with live radio. Good morning, John in Sarasota. Good morning, John. All right. Okay. So we're going to try one more time if John can call back. Sometimes that happens, folks, and we get a little bit. John often calls the program, and so I know it's got to be some kind of little technical glitch that's going on right there. But never fails, or never worry, though. We'll get right back to him as soon as we possibly can. But as I was saying, there is a company. This is from Fox Business. The founder and CEO of telehealth and online pharmacy, Hims, took to social media on Wednesday to encourage anti-Israel protesters on college campuses to continue in those efforts because companies like his would be, quote, eager to hire them. Andrew Dudum, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, founded Hims in 2017, said anti-Israel campus protesters are making a difference, and drew a contrast to other executives who have said the anti-Semitic demonstrations have made those involved in campus protests unemployable. Yeah, maybe like Mr. Wonderful, who's got it right, I think. Moral courage, college degree, Dudum wrote on X. If you are currently protesting against the genocide of the Palestinian people and for your university's divestments from Israel. Keep going. It's working. There are plenty of companies and CEOs eager to hire you, regardless of university discipline. He added with a link to the HIMSS career page. Very interesting, isn't it, folks? HIMSS provides prescriptions for sexual performance and erectile dysfunction treatments, as well as medications for hair regrowth, weight loss, anxiety, and skin treatment. The company rebranded as HIMSS and HERS after launching the HERS brand to sell birth control pills and medication to stimulate sexual desires, what's written here, folks, in premenopausal women. Dunham's post elicited a critical response from Joe Lonsdale, who co-founded software giant Planeteer Technologies in 2003 and is currently the founder and managing partner of early-stage venture capital 8VC. Real moral courage doesn't involve joining a mindless mob, chanting anti-U.S. and other woke pablum, following instructions not to debate or discuss your positions, and all yet being indignantly righteous while large numbers of the mob chant for violence and block Jewish students, Lonsdale wrote in response to Dunham's post. Well, hear, hear. Lonsdale's post criticizing anti-Israel campus protesters echoes the sentiments expressed by a number of other executives and investors. Let me tell you something. Mr. Wonderful has got it right. Mr. Joe Lonsdale's got it right. What business wants in this day and age, is to be able to obviously conduct business and not have the drama associated with somebody's sort of radical political positions. So if you are involved in that, that's your right to do. You can go out and you can have free speech and you can demonstrate, et cetera, et cetera. But just be aware that the world looks on and the world can also make it their own decisions. They can make their own decisions about what they think and who they think should be part of this thing. That's exactly what it should be. And these young people, they may not realize that, you know, making your argument is one thing. You know, saying, well, I think Israel should do this, that, and the other thing. I don't think they should do this, that, and the other thing either. And make that argument, but to take over buildings and to chant along, as this other gentleman said, while the people are saying the most heinous things, you know, that is not going to win you any influence or get you a great job. And you need a job in this world. That is the truth. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back, everybody. We are continuing through this Friday edition. And I think we're already having fun. Already talking about a lot of stuff. And don't forget, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can pick up the podcast there. You've also got the live streams for the program. And as I was saying earlier in hour number one, the live streams are going to be changing. We're no longer going to have the GCN live stream after many years of being in the syndication radio distribution business. GCN is going to be closing its doors. So that just means for right now, you're not going to be able to pick it up on the live stream. But we want you to go to KyleWarrenShow.com. You'll be able to pick us up there any old time. And, of course, we wish them well, absolutely. And in the coming weeks here, hopefully the coming days, we'll have some more information about how you can hear the program as well. So we continue on. We soldier forward. And I think that we are going to have John in Sarasota. We're going to try one more time. I believe we got John in Sarasota. Good morning, John. Can you hear me? Yeah, I think maybe there might be an issue with John's phone this morning. So, John, if you can hear me, I think we've got an issue with your telephone, unfortunately, just coming through and crackling noises. But I'll tell you what, folks, we always love to talk to John, by the way. So, unfortunately, I hope that everything is okay for him. But once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be on the program this morning. And we just have so many things that are happening, obviously, in foreign policy. And Joe Biden, and again, I just want to repeat real quick here, Joe Biden didn't do anybody any favors by trying to by trying to call out Japan as somehow being, you know, xenophobic on things. And the White House, we understand, has now said, well, he really just means that, you know, America's kind of all about immigration and stuff like that. And that may be very well and good. But Joe Biden has a way of kind of putting things that are very, very hard to walk back. So I've noticed now that sometimes they don't even really try to walk it back per se. They just kind of go with it. They just have to go with it. So unfortunately, that is a very sad thing, because obviously, especially at a time like this, you don't want to have your allies be in such a bad position. And so once again, we've got these campus protests, and part of what these campus protesters are wanting is they are wanting there to be a divestment of anything to do with Israel. And that, to me, folks, means that they're starting with the campuses. They're starting with the colleges, because that's their immediate area there. And that's maybe the immediate thing that they can affect. But where is that going to go after that? That is going to go into the greater, you know, business arena. That means they're going to be protesting any business or any kind of commerce that they don't like and they want to stop and not be able to have Israel, have that kind of interaction. And some of these college campuses have been saying things like, we're going to review this. We're going to take a look at this and so forth. And unfortunately, I think the answer just needs to be a no, because even when you say, well, we're going to review it and we're going to take a look, I mean, you're already halfway there of being complicit in trying to make Israel look like they are the aggressor. They are the genocidal maniacs that the left wants you to believe that they are. And again, we're not hearing anything about going after Hamas. You know, why don't they protest and say, you know, Hamas needs to be dealt with. Hamas needs to be disbanded. Hamas needs to be obliterated. And they're not doing that. You know, what they're doing is they are, they're just kind of rallying for them. And my friends, I don't believe that that's a very good thing to do at all, because obviously you're simply exacerbating it, and you're actually giving some political cover to these different protesters, not just students, but also these bad actors that come through, and they believe, hey, you know, we've got this thing, we've got license on this. And that, I think, is a very, very bad thing indeed. Very, very bad thing indeed. I think we have a little bit from Joe Biden on these campus protests. Let's listen in to Joe Biden here real quick as he was talking about this earlier today at the White House. Let's listen in.
Before I head to North Carolina, I wanted to speak a few moments about what's going on our college campuses here. We've all seen the images. And they put to the test two fundamental American principles. Excuse me. The first is the right to free speech and for people to peacefully assemble and make their voices heard. The second is the rule of law. Both must be upheld. We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But, neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail. Throughout our history, we've often faced moments like this because we are a big, diverse, free-thinking, and freedom-loving nation. In moments like this, there are always those who rush in to score political points. But this isn't a moment for politics. It's a moment for clarity. So let me be clear. Peaceful protest in America. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest.
All right. So that is you know, generally good from President Joe Biden. But, he should have said this a while back, first of all. And second of all, you know, a lot of people are trying to equate this with Vietnam protests and things of that nature. And I still hear within this, again, this notion that you're trying to create this, notion that the protests are generally good, you know, and in other words, there's the idea that protesting, the idea of protesting is enshrined, it's inculcated in our society, it could be expected. And then there's this notion that the kind of protesting, what they're protesting for, seems to also be part and parcel of what you might agree with. So that's the thing. They've got to walk this fine line because they don't understand, or I should say, they realize that they are losing votes, that not only of some of these people who are actually kind of anti-Israel, and they're losing votes because of that, but then on the flip side, they're losing votes from people who really do want the law and order and turn on their screens or their whatever, however they're getting their news and however they're getting their video, TV or over the internet or what. And they're seeing this and they're saying this is out of control. In fact, yesterday on the program, we had a poll that talked about how most people, including independents, and that's key, most people, including independents, believe that everything is going out of control. And that, my friends, is something I think could be motivating the White House to say, okay, we got to go out there and you got to make a bold statement that we're not going to take this anymore. Or, you know, that this is wrong and we have to have law and order and we have a country of laws and this kind of stuff. And again, you have to remember, this is only going to be as a result of how it serves their election strategy, their political agenda right now. I would rather have a much more full-throated kind of a statement, and also then demonstrate that, because we know that Biden has tried to sort of placate a lot of these groups by going after Netanyahu and saying, well, I told him, you know, we're not going to accept anything going into Rafah. Blinken has also been talking about this. We're not going to, approve anything in terms of a Rafah operation unless there is a humanitarian plan. Now, I suspect that you could put together a so-called humanitarian plan, but I don't think that Anthony Blinken will ever accept it. See, that's the conditional right there. And they'll just simply say, well, we had this plan and it doesn't, it's not good enough. Keep working on the plan and you'll be working on the plan till the cows come home. All right, folks, stay right there. We are going to come right back. Callers, please hold on. And we'll talk to you on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA USA News Update. Donald Trump back in court Thursday in New York for his criminal trial regarding hush money. He had this to say going into the courthouse.
There's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016.
The former president's already been found in contempt for violating the gag order. The body of a fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams found a missing construction vehicle and the body was recovered from inside. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has increased slightly from Wednesday. AAA now reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices, with the lowest in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Friday edition of the program. And we're just getting started, I think. I think we're just getting started. All right, so once again, welcome back. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. 949-822-7959. We're going to try this one more time. I think we've got John in Sarasota lined up, and I'm sure hoping it works right this time. Good morning, John. You're on the program. And we still I'm going to tell you, folks, I think that John might be having a problem with his phone this morning. I hate to say, sometimes that does happen. But we love John, and we love it when he calls in, and we're always happy to hear from John in Sarasota. And so hopefully, I think if he can try to reconnect, I hope that he can hear us. John, can you hear me? And we're still not hearing John, unfortunately. So again, you know, that is that. Well, you know, sometimes there are gremlins. I just said the word gremlin. And sometimes there are gremlins. That is true. But we'll see if we can get all that locked down. But at any rate, folks, once again, welcome back to the program. It's so many different things to talk about this morning, as always. And once again, let's listen in here to Senator Bernie Sanders. Senator Sanders, now this is quite interesting to me because we know, and we get a lot of calls on this as well, the idea that, you know, could Joe Biden be replaced on the ticket and be replaced for lack of a better term, for cause, right? We'll replace him for cause because he's not going to do well in the campaign. We know that he's not doing well. The Democrat is doing well, quote unquote, just because some people are just simply going to vote Democrat. And that's the way that it goes. But I tell you what, let's listen in to Bernie Sanders talking about, I think he's talking with Christiane Amanpour on CNN. And he's got this to say about Joe Biden and these different protests. And I'll connect that up with, would Joe Biden actually still be the nominee? Let's listen in. I think we got that going.
The question to you is, what do you think now is going to happen to Biden and his campaign? Where do you think all of this is going to lead? Because it's also about American foreign policy.
Well, in terms of his campaign, you know, I am thinking back, and other people are making this reference, that this may be Biden's Vietnam. Lyndon Johnson, in many respects, was a very, very good president. Domestically, brought forth some major pieces of legislation. He chose not to run in 68 because of opposition to his views on Vietnam. And I worry very much that President Biden is putting himself in a position where he has alienated not just young people, but a lot of the Democratic base in terms of his views on Israel and this war. So I would hope very much that from certainly a policy point of view, from a moral point of view, the president stops giving a blank check to Netanyahu. And I would hope and hope that they understand that from a political point of view, this has not been helpful.
So is this really, you know, I understand what he's saying. You know, is this a Vietnam style event or issue for Joe Biden? And he did talk about Lyndon Johnson there. But I don't think that the two protests separated by all these years are fundamentally the same. It seemed like a little bit of a different thing back in the 60s. But that being said, also tying this to Lyndon Johnson is a way of saying, hey, you know, this may not, you know, Joe Biden may have to go the way of Lyndon Johnson, at least in my opinion. I think this is kind of what he's tying it together for, because the Vietnam issue was overwhelming, right? The Vietnam issue was not survivable for the political campaign or the political aspirations of running again for president for Johnson. So is this part and parcel of being able to try to refashion a new candidacy based on this new reality of the student protests? I think that's a very, very good, very, very good question. But where does this ultimately lead? This ultimately leads into the notion that in order to craft that, I don't know how you try to pick the protest ilk over what I think would be the majority of the American people who don't want to see Israel abandoned, don't want to see Israel treated basically as a vassal state, of which the Biden administration, I think, is treating them as such. It's as if they are, in fact, a vassal state. Because, look, you know, you can't do anything unless we tell you it's okay and so forth. Although Netanyahu has had to strike out, you know, Israel's had to strike out on its own. They know that they do. And yes, we help them to repel the attack from Iran just recently. And that's a good thing. But overall, you know, again, trying to keep pushing this two-state solution, keep pushing this idea that Israel has done something completely out of the ordinary here, when in reality we don't hear anything about Hamas, and not just that Hamas is bad or that Hamas attacked Israel, of which those are major talking points, but the fact that Hamas also, I think, is kind of responsible for, you know, putting the Palestinian people in such harm's way. That's what they're doing. They're doing that. And they're saying, you know, look, you know, we want these people to be in harm's way because we generate the propaganda in a very similar way that the propaganda would be generated by having clashes with police at UCLA. Yeah, and get this on video. We're going to edit this together. This is going to be part of our campaign. We're going to show them how this is really doing something here. And that's what I think. I really think you've got this big issue of trying to get these optics going, and it's really something indeed. So, all right. So, folks, once again, you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Always appreciate it when you do that. 949-822-7959, of course, is the number. We'll try to take a quick call as we come back from the next break, just because we're starting to head up to the break here in just a few moments. But answer me this, though. You know, how long do these protests go on? Are they going to simply do their thing on the college campuses, or, and as I really do think we're going to see, I think we're going to see a lot of people, or a lot of these protests begin to sort of morph out into another direction, into other parts of our society, into other parts of our world, including shopping places and also other gatherings. And certainly, into areas where people are going to be coming together. They're going to try to, again, go after corporations. They're going to, everything is going to be on the table, especially if they feel that they're making any real progress. And again, protesting is one thing, holding up your sign is one thing, but taking over, occupying, doing these vandalism, this kind of stuff, you know, that's not going to be. And even President Biden was saying this is not protected. Well, of course it's not. But to a great degree, though, too, folks, I think that a lot of these people are going to say to themselves, you know what, we're not too worried about it being protected. We're not too worried about that. In fact, we're kind of don't care that it's not protected. We're going to do what we want to do. We're going to cover our faces, and we are going to, you know, go out there, and we're going to do what we want to do. And that, my friends, is very, 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 very concerning. Also this morning, we want to give a shout out to our friends in Houston, Texas. This from ABC News. The Houston area is facing a life-threatening flood conditions, officials warned, as severe weather pummels parts of Texas. Flood watch was in effect on Thursday in southeastern Texas and Louisiana, and numerous flash flood warnings were also in effect there. So if people are dealing with that, we definitely want to let you know that you're definitely in our thoughts, and we hope that you're going to be safe and be able to be out of harm's way as well. All right, folks, we're going to come up to a quick break here. When we come back, we've got a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to talk about, another great song, and we've got Denise Simon that'll be waiting in the wings as well to talk with us this morning. We'll continue about the campus protests and, of course, the politics. And what are the ramifications of calling your allies xenophobic? That's a very, very good question. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back right after this short break. So don't go anywhere. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. And we will return momentarily.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner?
Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is Friday. And you know what that means? It means we have extra fun. I'm pretty sure that's what that means. All right. We've got a lot more to tell you about and talk about. 949-822-7959 is the number. And through the magic of radio, I don't know. I'm just happy. Because I think we do have John in Sarasota, and he has persevered, and he has come back on the telephone lines, and I think we got John in Sarasota. Good morning, John. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, Kyle. I think we have reverb.
Okay. Try it now. There we got go. A morning of gremlins going on, but it's all right.
I think your brother's listening. One comment and two quick questions.
Sure.
The comment is, when 8 months ago, all of a sudden, this country has fallen in love with the Palestinian people, from 8 months ago. Nobody ever mentioned them, but 8 months later, we have a love affair. Right. And the other thing is, you know, the idiocy of these protests is, yes, Palestinians should be free, but in order for them to be free, you got to get rid of Hezbollah, you got to get rid of the Houthis, you got to get rid of the fascist forces that are keeping them enslaved. It's not Israel that's doing that. And somebody needs to explain that very simply. So, you know, supporting the Palestinian people, the reason they're oppressed is not through Israel, it's through their own system. Okay.
Yep.
That being said, I have a question. Sure. Do you think if Hillary Clinton would have gotten in the presidency instead of Trump, do you think we would have had these open border situations? Do you think it was part of the master plan that we would have had what's going on with the borders now and everything else that has happened since then? First question.
Yeah, well, I would go another step further. I think that COVID would have been, we'd still be trying to come out of COVID, you know. That was just too good for them. Donald Trump was the monkey wrench that they just couldn't, you know, they manipulated to some degree, but not all the way. And certainly, you know, Operation Warp Speed, stuff like that, we would have never had that with Hillary. I think they still want to continue to destabilize however they can. So, yeah, if Hillary had become president, there would be a darkness, I hate to say.
Okay, second question. What do you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to oust Mike Johnson and saying that he sold out the party?
Well, you know, I think that, and she was asked this by Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, you know, what's the plan if you do that motion to vacate and you kind of get your way and he gets ousted? What's the plan? And she wasn't going to articulate a plan. I think if they would do something like that, they would have to know pretty much who they're going to get in as speaker. They're going to get it on the first vote, and they're not going to spend weeks trying to come up with something. Otherwise, I think that with this slim margin and all that stuff, then you're going to give the speakership pretty much to Hakeem Jeffries, I think.
Okay. Fair enough. I agree with that. Do you think that the reason she didn't answer that question is possibly Byron Donaldson, possibly Matt Gaetz? And do you believe that Mike Johnson sold out the party?
Well, that's a really good question. I think certainly from the far right, you're going to hear that. You know, I think that when we look at Ukraine, you know, a lot of that money, as we've been talking about on the program, we're not writing a check to Ukraine per se. We're sending them other equipment, and then that money's being used to build up our own military in modern ways. But where I think the real problem lies is not getting the pay-fors and not getting the condition that you'd have to close the border, or that you'd have to start enforcing the border. That's where it all kind of fell down. And so maybe he could have held out for that. I think that's really where we lost on this.
Correct. Okay. And do you think anybody like Matt Gaetz or Byron Donaldson or any of those people would possibly be put in that position? Who do you think if they got rid of him?
That's a great question. I don't see that there's anybody who seems to be the far and away choice at this point. I really do question, though. I don't want there to be such chaos. I mean, I understand the politics of it, but right. I'd be concerned with the chaos that would ensue in an election year about this. Yeah. So it's a fine line. And if they did this once, and to do it again, I think could hurt the party overall in the election.
Agreed. Well, with that being said, I appreciate your persistence and my persistence, and you have a great weekend, and we'll pick it up down the road. Keep your stick on the ice.
Sounds good, John. Thanks for calling. Take care. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Kyle. Bye, my friend.
Take care. All right. Yeah, John in Sarasota. Great questions and great perspective here. You know, there at this point in time, there's no easy answer. You know, people go after Speaker Johnson, but at the same time, and, you know, if that's going to be the case, I'm just simply saying, you got to have some kind of plan, because if you don't have a plan, then there's just going to be a lot of uncertainty. And again, that gives the opposition, gives the Democrat Party, the far left, the ability to say, look at these Republicans. They can't run anything. But somebody who can run something, somebody who we know has a great perspective, somebody we know, and that would be, of course, Denise Simon. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. I don't guess I have a strong enough signal this morning to use Skype, so I'm on myself.
No worries. I'm glad that you called in. Absolutely. That's why we have these alternate methods. Exactly. Well, I'm telling you, Denise, there's a lot going on, obviously. And we just had a great caller from John in Sarasota. And he was asking about Mike Johnson. I'd like to ask you kind of the same question. Do you think that this is going to work in terms of trying to oust him? And if so, who's the heir apparent for something like that, if that were to happen?
The Democrats have already said that they will come to Johnson's rescue.
True. But I don't know that there's somebody who's lined up who would say, okay, it would be clear that the Republicans would have another speaker very, very quickly.
Well, there isn't one. Nobody wants the job.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a terrible job. So, I mean, you know, I understand the anger.
Sure.
But, and I understand the money. I get it. I'm not very pleased with it either by a long stretch. But I would also say that in a new administration, the House has the opportunity to win a higher majority in the general election. And with that, there are a lot of things that can be repealed and changed and amended. So, just consider that.
Well, I agree. And this election year is so pivotal. You know, the Republicans can't afford really any misstep whatsoever. They can't afford to have anything kind of go wrong. They need to have unity. They need to have a singular purpose when this stuff starts really bearing down as we get to the conventions. I mean, there's going to be for all the marbles.
Well, it is for all the marbles. And, you know, the biggest indication is this. DeSantis met a couple of days ago for several hours. And DeSantis was on with Hannity last night. He was asked a question about the meeting, and DeSantis said, look, and I'm paraphrasing, sometimes you just have to look at a bigger agenda. We have to win this. Mm-hmm. We absolutely have to win this. So it's kind of like you just clear away all the other nonsense and look at the final mission here.
Agreed. Completely. That's right. It absolutely has to be won. Well, tell you what, Denise, hold on real quick. We're going to come right back after the top of the hour. We got much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as we trek through this Freedom Friday on the program. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we are going to come right back.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.